Womanjika. Womanjika is the Bunwarang language word for come with purpose. So Womanjika, Miram Bikbik, Bunwarang, Namda, Barupton, Atawilam. Come with purpose to our beautiful home, land of the 2 days. And we also pay our respect today to the Wurundjeri of the Woiwurrung, with whom we share many common boundaries throughout our lands, and our respect to any Wurundjeri with us today. I always feel privileged to be able to speak with you and to talk about our people. So today it's my purpose to deliver a welcome to country, and I have been asked many, many years ago by Professor Narweet, Professor Carolyn Biggs, to come and talk on her behalf. So we have the pleasure of welcoming you from whichever country that you're from, and to acknowledge that we are all here today for the Tunaminaway and Malboyhina commemoration 2025, to remember them and also to honour them as warriors who were hung here till they died for killing two white men. And also today I want to welcome from the Circular Head Aboriginal Corporation, we have Celine Colgrave, and we have Camilla and Peter. So welcome to all of you. So for those that don't know, the two boys, Tunaminaway and Malboyhina, they were from Cape Grim, which is in the Circular Head Shire and comes under the Circular Head Aboriginal Corporation. These young men were warriors and they were unjustly murdered in avenging the death of their countrymen. And these young men who hung here till they died in the prime of their lives, not even to be taken back to their country where they belong. It was the white men who caused this grievous and heinous crime, and they died as a result of the colonisation and bastardry of this country. And today we remember them, but today I want all of you to think about all the white people who have never, ever been charged with murder, poisoning, mass genocide and rape that happened all over this great nation of ours, and all of it government sanctioned. I'm a direct descendant from our first peoples, Pekana Trelulaway born, descended from the great Tasmanian warrior, Chief Manalagena, and his daughter, Walton Waltiena, and also Irish and English, and blood cousin to Narweet Professor Carolyn Briggs, who I mentioned before, who's the elder of the Bunwarang. So today I represent Narweet and always pay my deepest respect to her and to her people. The Bunwarang are the custodians of their lands that extend from the Wilson Promontory in the east to the mouth of the Werribee River in the west, encompassing both of our beautiful bays, Western Port we call Mudden and Port Phillip we call Nam. This country is unceded land. Today we meet on the country of our ancestors, and we pay our respect not just today but always to our ancestors, those people who came before us. And we're all especially pleased to recognise the commitment that you've all made here today in paying respect to the spirit of this land and to our first peoples. Through this, you have shown the willingness to honour sacred ground. We are the oldest surviving living culture in the world, and this is something we want all Australians and peoples of other countries to connect to. Australia also has the world's oldest oral stories. Our first peoples engraved the world's first maps, made the earliest paintings of ceremony, and the very first footprints on this continent were those belonging to our first peoples. First Nations people across Australia all share a special connection to the lands and waters of their ancestors that has not been disconnected from the millennia, despite dispossession, displacement, discrimination, racism, poisoning and massacres that we have experienced over the last 200 years. So we ask that you celebrate and recognise that our First Nations people have occupied and cared for this continent for well over 65,000 plus years. And we invite all Australians and all peoples of other countries that are here with us today to embrace the ancient history of this country, a history that dates back thousands of generations. So I know today we're here for Tunaminawaya Mauboihina, but when I get the chance to speak, I want to tell other stories too. Some of you may have heard before and some not. So I don't usually talk about my history, but it would be remiss of me to neglect my own ancestor, Manalagena, the last chief of the great tribes of Tasmania. He died on Flinders Island in 1835 after being forced to leave his country along with other nations of people, only approximately 200 of them, under the threat of debt. If they didn't go, the government sanctioned that they would all be killed. The governor made a verbal treaty with Manalagena to vacate Tasmania, but that was not to be for Manalagena and most of his people. Manalagena was a very proud warrior that led the Black Wars in Tasmania. And the Black War was a period of violent conflict between the British colonists and Aboriginal Tasmanians in Tasmania from the mid-1820s to 1832. Manalagena was greatly admired, even by the white establishment, for the tactical. So Manalagena in 1835 died a broken man, pining for his country. They used to sit on the shore and gaze across the water to where their country was. And his second wife, Tanlia Bonner, died 6 months later. But his daughter, Walter Motiena, survived, and her husband, George Briggs, ended up selling her for a guinea to another man. Don't be shocked. It was an extremely harsh world that our people lived in as sealers in the Bass Straits. And the sealers, they traded women and dogs alike. And for that time period, that was the way things worked in the Straits. It was quite a lawless society, like nothing we could ever try and imagine. There are many stories, though. Somehow a group of these Tasmanians made it to Mauritius by sea and were stranded there for a few years before the government sent a ship to bring them back. When Walter Motiena returned, she could speak French, and Walter Motiena was returned to Flinders Island until her daughter, Dolly Dalrymple Briggs, wrote a petition to the governor begging that her mother be allowed to return to Tasmania and live out her days with her family. Dolly was a very famous woman in her own right and was reported to be the first half-caste born in Tasmania, my three times great-grandmother. By 1837, only 47 of our people remained on Flinders Island, and they were transferred to Oyster Cove, south of Hobart, to live out their lives in abject poverty. I've seen photos of these amazing people, and they do not look happy. It's quite an incredibly sad, sad tale. So I can tell you these stories because they're not just a part of my history, but also to my cousins, aunties, uncles, and their ancestors too. We have a right to be able to talk about our people and our history, and we have every right to also be proud of all these people from whom we are descended. Their blood, their spirit and their tenacity is also a part of us who are still here today. A much, much younger cousin in her 20s, just over a year ago, was on Flinders Island at the graveyard where all these people taken from Tasmania were buried, about 107 of them. And she messaged me to say, "I knew our history was sad, but wow, I felt so enraged with anger, heartbreak, and frustration. And there was a very intense feeling. It felt so incredibly heavy there. As much as my heart felt broken, it felt like my world was spinning. A very, very odd feeling." And this from a young woman 189 years later. I sent back saying to her, "Yes, it will feel of death and despair." And like this place too, death and despair for these young boys. But a death and despair of a people who removed from me homeland under the threat of death, only to die in that place. But do not fear, for they are no longer there, but you are left with the death and despair of that place, and it still sits in the air, and this means that you are in touch with your ancestors and have walked where they walked and where they have been. But their spirit does not live in that place. Their spirit is carried with you, and that is what you are feeling, the raw emotion of that place. So these things that we carry within us still today, some people call it intergenerational trauma, which partly it is, but for me, it is that our ancestors live on in us, and that's why our people are a spiritual people, and we can actually feel them. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Janet. Look, just before we...